Karen Leone is an Auckland councillor for the Faux Ward and has recently penned an opinion piece summarising why she's also opposed to the Local Government Amendment Bill. Karen, hoki mai, it's great to have you on the program again. Ngā mihi.
Ata marie.
Tēnā koe. What is going to happen if the bill overturns the ability for councils to establish Māori wards?
Oh, look, it will just be so sad, Dale, to see that, you know, the polling system come back. I mean, first of all, it's going to cost the council more than $3 million to re-establish that system. But we know from previous systems where they've had to go through the polling that we'll get a majority of those that are against having Māori wards. And we know that Māori don't always come out in numbers when it comes to those polls, so we're going to have to mobilise if that happens. So I'm really concerned about it. And myself and Councillor Filipainga, Al Filipainga, did a oral submission just a few weeks ago, just stating actually, and we did have the support of a majority of councillors to say that we disagreed with that coming back into Tamaki Makaurau.
Tēnā koe, Karen. What is the official stance of Te Kaunihere o Tamaki Makaurau Auckland Council? Do they support or oppose the bill and why?
Yeah, no, they definitely oppose, and there were basically the two grounds. Firstly, we believe that we should have mana over our own decision-making in terms of the systems for Māori wards, and unfortunately we did lose that vote earlier last year, only by 2 votes, might I add. If we do get another 2, you know, more positive towards Māori wards in the next election, which is only next year, then we would win that that vote. So the message that we sent to government on behalf of Te Kaunihere was that basically we opposed the bill strongly, and we also were not happy with the increase in cost that would be to the ratepayer, which would be over $3
million. Yeah, tēnā koe. Obviously, the bill mandates councils with newly established Māori wards to disestablish them, but moreover, it introduces the possibility of a public veto on any future Māori ward. You said it's $3 million. I mean, can Auckland Council and other councils afford this sort of rigmarole?
Oh, we definitely can't. I mean, we're actually going to have our budget, well, it will be coming to governing body next week, and we've been around $350 million, I think it is, and deficit for the past 2 years. So every single dollar that we spend at the moment is really crucial. So that's why we're pushing back on this as a first point. But as I say, I mean, it was a very close margin on that vote that we had last year. So I think that there is support for it. And people just, you know, I think people know that this was a coalition government agreement. But a majority of councils across the Motu, I hear, and when I was listening to a lot of those submissions that were made by Pākehā mayors, I might add, you know, who really supported the Māori wards that are currently in place. So I think we've got between around 50 Māori wards at the moment across the country, and to see that disestablished would just be wrong.
Tēnā koe. So, what sort of challenge is available to the council and to us, the GP, the general public? What would you want our listeners to do about this? How can our voices be heard?
Well, I think the we had a good turnout for the submissions, and I think we have to continue to lobby the MPs. So I think what we, as councillors, we're lobbied all the time. We get emails sent through from constituents. I think actually when the Māori wards discussion did originally come up, we had a lot that were not in favour, and they were emailing us, but this is where Māori really need to use those tools and to look at all the organisation groups that exist and continue to fight back. I mean, you saw the march, the hikoi that we had down Queen Street a few weeks ago, and it was massive. I think it was over 20,000 were in that hikoi, and we are going to have to do that at every step of the way at pushing back at what this coalition government is trying to put on Auckland Council and the rest of the councils across the country.
Yeah, tēnā koe. It's a great vehicle for us to be part of the decision-making process, and it's max of racism. If you wanted to establish any other sort of ward, it wouldn't be available to be knifed or chopped up by legislation. What would you say of that and how it seems that kaupapa Māori being singled out here?
Oh, it's disgusting. It really is. I think, you know, because our country had come so far, I believe that us as Māori had probably started to take some of that for granted and think, hey, look, we've moved forward. We were moving forward with the Māori Health Authority, the Māori wards in place. There was just so much that was happening under the Labour-led government. And I think from a Māori perspective, to see everything actually, like you say, sliced up and chopped down. You look at 7AA with Oranga Tamariki, every single situation where Māori have moved forward, they have pushed back on it, even to the naming of Waka Kotahi, I mean, down to that finer detail. So that's where we have to actually get the support of non-Māori. And when you look at Tamaki Makaurau as well, our population, a significant proportion and we also know as our ethnic community. So I believe that we need to really partner with our non-Māori and Tamaki Makaurau and just get that combined voice together to say, hey, we as Auckland actually believe these are our priorities and we want to make sure that kaupapa Māori is in the forefront. And from the council's perspective, I really was happy to hear that we got a majority of support around the council table with our submission going forward, which I was quite shocked. I wasn't sure whether we would get that support. But we had a majority of councillors who said, look, we're happy to oppose this bill going forward.
Thanks very much, Karen. You're the Faux Ward Councillor. What are some of the other issues that would have a Māori, an impact on Ngāi Māori living in your community that are on your table as we speak, Karen?
Oh, I think the main things, because I'm also the Chair of the Māori Outcomes Committee that we've got, and I think some of the big things that I'm noticing and trying to look at, we're looking at things like community safety. I held a hui in my ward last Friday where we know that we've got a lot of rangatahi at the moment where there's been a bit of violence that's happening, and we're looking at bringing in some of our athletes, our rugby players and some of our rappers actually to come in and really kōrero with our young people and try and turn some of that around, because I think we're looking to central government for certain things, but there is a lot that we can be doing at local government level to look at issues for Māori. So I think just all of those things, how we can get Māori more interested into home ownership as well. We've got a lot of venues that we can use throughout the council to bring together mentoring programs and things like that, which you know, I think previously we've always thought that that should be something that central government focuses on, but actually local government, we've got everything here in Auckland. It's just a matter of bringing some of that together. So those are the things that I'm working on, is like our rangatahi, housing, and wanting to really look at what else we can be doing on the ground. We've got some videos that are being shot at the moment, 10 videos across Tamaki Makaurau to tell stories about the great work that is being done in the Māori outcomes space, because what I'm hearing from people is they don't get to see that as much. You know, they don't see the visibility within their communities of what the Māori outcomes that Auckland Council is doing. So that's the whole point of doing that. I think Mahuri, Te Mahuri Huri Marae was part of that as well. So I know that we'll see via Christine Panapa on some of that media throughout the next couple of weeks. So looking forward to getting those positive stories out.